Dr. David Jacobs, help me and the audience understand your basic theory now about where things stand with this hybrid stuff. You think that they are walking around among us. If so, how many of them do you think there are, and what is the ultimate agenda?
Well, first of all, even to say that I think that hybrids are walking among us makes me sound totally insane, even as I listen to it. I mean, I think, God, I must be crazy to even
think
that.
That's a given. Okay, well, right. Well, that's our starting point.
But having said that, everything that we've ever learned ultimately leads to that. When we put all the pieces together, that's where it leads. I mean, you have to remember that this is a reproductive phenomenon, and we've known this from early on. And the first two cases we have on record, the Antonio Vias Boas case in 1957 in Brazil and the Barney Betty Hill case in 1961, both have interest in reproductive activities and then material and so forth. And that's been sort of constant all the way along. So we do know that they're reproducing something. And people have been describing hybrids, for a long, long time, but Hopkins first uncovered this many years ago when he found hybrid babies, and people thought it looked like a cross between human and an alien back in the early 80s. So we've known. So this is a phenomenon we've known about for well, in 1957 was the first case of something like this, and it was only 10 years after the modern UFO phenomenon came to public attention. So it's not exactly a new idea. It's not something that has this reproductive quality to it. It's not something that's just sort of sprung up from people's minds. It's been in the evidence sort of all along. And the question then is, well, what are they producing? And, well, of course, you know, what are they reproducing, I should say? And that turned out to be these hybrid beings, some of whom look quite alien, some most look in the middle, and some look quite human, and some look human. And we could never figure out why. And then eventually people began to say that soon there was going to be a change. There will be a big change coming, and that change will involve everybody living together here on Earth, and you won't be able to tell the difference between us, as they would say, or you, meaning humans. They would say it's abductees on board the object. And I began to hear that enough times.
You mean from people, your clients, your cases, your...
Right, subjects, right. Whatever. Right, exactly. They, we still don't have a name for these people, actually, is when they're not patients, you know. But I heard it so much that I began to think, well, maybe there is going to be a change. And maybe the change is going to be as hybrids have described it. I mean, I'm sorry, as abductees have described it, as living here among us and looking like us. And the question then was, well, when is this going to happen, if it's going to happen at all, and, you know, indeed. And they would say, well, soon, soon, soon. And I never could figure out what the word soon meant, because it doesn't mean anything, you know. So therefore, I thought, well, maybe it's sometime in the distant future. After all, they've been here for a long time now, and maybe, you know, maybe they don't have all the kinks out yet. Maybe it's sometime in the distant future. But starting in 2003, I began to get reports of them basically now here. And I was just sort of amazed at that. But when you begin to get a report or two, you put it on the back burner. This is not really heavy duty evidence. But then I began to get more and more reports of these. Not still a small sample, but from people who I trust implicitly, some people who I've worked with for since 1987 and 1993 and so forth, and who never told me that before and now begin to tell me that, and people who are unaware that of the testimony that I've been hearing. And so eventually it pushed me off the dime, so to speak, and I began to think, good grief, not only is it happening soon, it's happening now.